Police suspect all 39 migrants who died inside a refrigerated truck container in the UK were Chinese nationals being smuggled into the country. Essex police are continuing to question the 25-year-old truck driver while the long process of identifying the bodies begins. It's the latest incident in a growing wave of human trafficking into the UK, and there are now warnings that Brexit will only make the job of preventing such tragedies even more difficult. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
I've seen six people getting out of the back of a lorry in the same location, seen people running out of a lorry and scattering in all directions.
That's a man from near the Purfleet port, about 30 kilometres east of London, and he's one of several who claim to have seen truck containers opened and illegal migrants clamber out.
It's part of life around here now. I think everyone is used to seeing it and hearing about it.
In the early hours of Wednesday morning, ambulance paramedics were called to an industrial estate several blocks away, where they discovered the bodies of 31 men and 8 women packed inside a refrigerated container. The dead are now suspected by authorities to all be Chinese nationals. The container had come from Zeebrugge in Belgium.
It's not a passenger route. Zeebrugge is really a freight port and a container port. So you'd have customs type resources there, not immigration type resources there. So that makes it quite an attractive route for organised crime.
That's David Wood, who until 4 years ago was the head of immigration enforcement for the UK's Home Office. And he told the ABC these less busy ports are being exploited by criminal gangs.
You're never going to search every vehicle coming into Purfleet, Tilbury or other ports. You're never going to search them the other end, leaving Zeebrugge. So it does require profiling, it requires intelligence, it requires a lot of work done to try and work out what's happening at these ports.
The UK's National Crime Agency has warned that it's these smaller ports with fewer personnel which pose a significant risk. David Wood says budget cuts have also played a role.
There used to be mobile resources that Border Force had. They used to have mobile teams to go around these other ports. I don't believe they've got those resources now. So these are part of the austerity cuts.
The latest figures available are from 2013, and they show 268 so-called clandestine entrants detected trying to enter the UK through British seaports. David Wood says the true figures are significantly higher.
There's probably 100,000 plus illegal migrants a year.
Vernon Coker is on the parliamentary committee set up to tackle human trafficking.
Billions of pounds worth of business. And some people say it's more lucrative for these criminals than the drugs trade.
He says the UK is facing potentially even more difficulty in tackling the problem because of Brexit.
Europol is the intelligence arm and the policing arm of the European Union. And if we leave the European Union, then we leave Europol.
Police have raided 3 addresses so far in Northern Ireland, where Mo Robinson, the driver of the lorry, was based. And they've also been granted an additional 24 hours to question the driver in what has become one of Britain's biggest ever murder investigations. This is Linton Besser in London for AM.